Today on Introductions, our guest is 18-year-old flutist Mary Elizabeth Buckingham, who studies at the Music Institute of Chicago. Mary was a finalist in November in the senior division of the Chicago Flute Club competition and has prepared for us music this hour by Samuel Barber, Cécile Chaminade, Eugène Botza, and more. That's all coming up after this short break. This is Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour, we're in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio, and our guest is 18-year-old flutist Mary Elizabeth Buckingham, a graduating senior at New Trier High School, and she'll be entering the DePaul University School of Music in the fall. At New Trier, she performed in both the Wind Ensemble and the Symphony and Chamber Orchestras, and she studies flute with Merritt Biddix at the Music Institute of Chicago. Before that, she studied with Rebecca Luzzi. Mary Elizabeth was a finalist in the senior division of the 2010 Flute Club of Chicago competition and has prepared for us music this hour by Ian Clark, Eugène Botza, Samuel Barber, and Frank Martin. But she'll start now with the concertino by Cécile Chaminade with Timothy Ma on piano here on Introductions.
Thank you.
Concertino by Cécile Chaminade, performed by 18-year-old flutist Mary Elizabeth Buckingham with pianist Timothy Ma here on Introductions on WFMT. Well, welcome to WFMT, Mary Elizabeth. Thank you for that fantastic performance. It's such an iconic piece for flute. You must feel such an sense of accomplishment after that.
Thank you. Yes, I love the Chaminade. It's very It's very dramatic.
How long have you been working on that piece?
I started it last summer and then sort of got away from it because of auditions. Mm-hmm. And I started playing it again about 2 months ago in preparation for this.
Uh-huh. When did you feel that it was the right time to learn that concertino?
I learned it last summer because I originally heard it played at a Suzuki Convention Institute mm-hmm. By Paula Robeson, and I was probably like a freshman or maybe eighth grade, and I was just like, oh my gosh, that was awesome. Uh-huh. So I just have sort of had this, like, not obsession, but I've just been really intrigued by uh-huh. it for a really long time. So I think I was just sort of begging my teacher to play it for a long time, and she finally caved and was like, okay, you can play it. And then after auditions, I just sort of wanted to get away from the music that I've been playing for mm-hmm. a long time and go back to this, just because I thought it would be an excellent way to sort of finish off the year and just be able to perform the show.
Yeah, what a treat. And you performed that awesomely as well.
Thank you.
When you sent us your biography to prepare for this program, you mentioned that you started the flute, or perhaps you knew that you wanted to perform the flute in kindergarten.
Yes.
Now, most people anguish over their instrument in the fourth or fifth grade, but to know that you wanted to play the flute in kindergarten, first of all, why? How did you even know about the flute that early?
I really don't know how or why I ever wanted to play the flute. But since I was, in kindergarten, I was always begging my mom to play. I was like, Mom, please, like, let me uh-huh. play the flute. And she's like, you can't play the flute. You're like 5 years old. So then eventually she talked to one of her friends about it, and she's like, Mab has been begging to play the flute for so long. Can she start? Because she was talking to her music friend, and mm-hmm. her friend said, yeah, I think there's Suzuki flute. So I ended up starting Suzuki flute in second grade when mm-hmm. I was about seven.
Well, I want to talk about Suzuki a little bit later, but obviously you ended up being a perfect match for the flute. So why do you like this instrument so much?
It's, I don't know, really. I love it. It's so, the music, that there's so much flute music that's so different, because a lot of people are always just like, oh, flute, it's so pretty. But there are some interesting flute compositions, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of opportunity for flutes in orchestras, and everyone likes the flute. So
you never have tuba envy.
Yes, no, never. Sorry.
Well, tell us about the next piece you have prepared for us.
The next piece is the Barber Canzone, which was originally a piano concerto. And this is the second movement. And it is a elegy.
Mm-hmm.
And Barber ended up transposing it for flute because he just liked it.
Uh-huh. That's a good reason.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing this now. We're going to hear the second movement of the Canzone by Samuel Barber, performed on flute by Mary Elizabeth Buckingham with pianist Timothy Ma here on Introductions.
Thank you.
That was some music by Samuel Barber. We heard the second movement of his canzone performed by 18-year-old flutist Mary Elizabeth Buckingham with pianist Timothy Ma. Mary Elizabeth is a graduating senior at New Trier High School. She'll be entering the DePaul University School of Music in the fall. And this past fall, she was a finalist in the Chicago Flute Club competition. And Mary Elizabeth, I understand we're now going to bring up your pals from a flute quartet that you're in. Tell us about this quartet. Does it have a name, first of all?
The Leviton Quartet.
There you go, because they're coached by Susan Leviton. So what have you prepared for us?
Draw pieces by Boza.
Three pieces for four flutes. We could say it in English.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about this piece. How did you all select this by vote, or was this a strong suggestion from your coach?
Yes, it was a strong suggestion from our coach.
Uh-huh. Well, let's get right into it then. We're going to hear 16-year-old Ellen Butler, 17-year-old Gracie Stone, and 22-year-old Elizabeth Diaz with our featured performer this hour, Mary Elizabeth Buckingham. They are a flute quartet coached by Susan Leviton, and they're going to perform for us now some music by Eugene Boza, his three pieces for four flutes here in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio on Introductions.
Thank you.
Three pieces for four flutes by Eugène Botza, performed by 16-year-old Ellen Butler, 17-year-old Gracie Stone, 22-year-old Elizabeth Diaz, and our featured performer this hour, 18-year-old Mary Elizabeth Buckingham. That was fantastic. Thank you all for coming down to the studio to perform that quartet for us. You can listen to it again on our website, www.wfmtintroductions.com, which is also where you can audition to perform on this program. And find WFMT on Facebook, where you can leave your comments about introductions or send an email to introductions@wfmt.com. Let's take a short break now. When we return, we'll hear The Great Train Race by Ian Clark and The Ballade by Frank Martin. Please stay with us. This is Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour, we're in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio, and if you're just joining us, our guest is 18-year-old flutist Mary Elizabeth Buckingham of New Trier High School. She's just graduated from there, and she's going to study at DePaul in the fall. She studies at the Music Institute of Chicago with Merit Biddix, and before that, she studied with Rebecca Luzzi. In addition to being a finalist in last year's Chicago Flute Club competition, she has performed in flute programs at Oberlin College, The Ohio State University, the Sherwood Conservatory, and many Suzuki Flute Institutes over the years. So Mary Elizabeth, you've been exposed to many different teachers and coaches from all of these different workshops and summer programs and whatnot. Yeah. So what's some of the best advice you've received about the flute?
I think that starting at such an early age, it gave me just the performance in Suzuki really helps because I don't really get nervous that much before I perform. And I think that just the advice that people give you during master classes and everything that I've been exposed to since I was so little has been so helpful because I don't think I would be where I am now if I hadn't had all this like exceptional guidance from all these teachers.
Can you describe what Suzuki is?
Yes, Suzuki is a method of teaching where you essentially learn by ear, and it started in Japan.
That sounds really hard. Just learning, so you hear a piece of music and then you have to imitate it on your instrument?
Basically, yeah. So in like your early stages of learning your instrument, you'll obviously learn all the basics, and then your teacher will play a section of one of the pieces, and then you have to sort of figure it out on your own. Mm-hmm. Like just with your ears, and then eventually you get a whole piece, and then it's made memorizing things super, super easy even now. And just the whole atmosphere that it creates is very, it's very positive and It's just great.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it has impacted you in a very positive way. So that's wonderful that you came across the Suzuki method.
Yeah.
Well, next we're going to hear a newer piece, I understand.
Yes. Mm-hmm. By Ian Clark, who is a English composer, and he has a bunch of really, really, really cool modern pieces for flute. And this, The Great Train Race, is extremely modern, and it doesn't really even sound like a flute at times because he uses a lot of extended techniques such as residual tones, explosive harmonics, and flutter tonguing.
Residual and harmonics and flutter.
Multiphonic.
That just sounds hard.
And the breathing in this is pretty tricky, but I've practiced it enough, I think, that I'm good with that. And then there are a lot of new notes that I had to learn, which was odd because I haven't had to learn notes since I was pretty little. So just going back and learning a lot of the extended technique was a great, great experience. And it was harder than I thought it would be. But once I got it, then it all sort of came together.
So this piece rocked your flute world.
Yes.
Let's hear now The Great Train Race by Ian Clark, Mary Elizabeth Buckingham on flute here on Introductions. What a performance. That was The Great Train Race by Ian Clark, performed by 18-year-old flutist Mary Elizabeth Buckingham. That sounded like it was really hard to learn, but you made it You made it sound easy. Fantastic. You could hear the train definitely racing in that piece. You're going to be majoring in flute next fall at DePaul University School of Music. So what are your dreams for the flute? What would you one day like to do with it?
I definitely want to perform, be a performer of sort, either if it's just me or in an orchestra. An ensemble would be amazing. So just to continue, and definitely I want to teach as well. Mm-hmm. So perform and teach.
So in these last couple of years of thinking about college and where to go, was it obvious to you from the beginning that you wanted to study music?
Yes. At the beginning, or probably the end of middle school, I was deciding whether to go to art school or to music school, and I just chose music, and I'm very happy that I did, because...
Well, so are we.
Thanks.
So you're going to end on something a bit slower, a ballad by Frank Martin. Tell us about this piece.
Kind of slower. Uh-huh. It is a 20th century piece.
Uh-huh.
And it's very different. It's a very different kind of flute piece.
From your reaction, it sounds like the word ballad doesn't give it
it gives you false hope, I guess. It's really, really creepy.
Uh-huh.
And it's a very haunting sort of piece, and it's really fun to play because no one ever really expects it when you go out to perform, because everyone is just like, oh, a nice flute piece. And then you play it and it's sort of a slap in the face, I swear.
Well, let's not give any more away. It sounds like it's almost like an ending that we don't want to give away or something. Well, here is Mary Elizabeth Buckingham in one more piece. This hour we'll hear the ballad by Frank Martin, and Timothy Ma joins us again on piano here in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio on Introductions.
Thank you.
That was The Ballade by Frank Martin, featuring our guest today, 18-year-old flutist Mary Elizabeth Buckingham, and that was performed with Timothy Ma on piano. Ending this hour of introductions, thank you so much, Mary Elizabeth. That was a fantastic performance, and best of luck in your musical career at DePaul University.
Thank you very much.
You can listen to this performance again, find the complete program and audition for introductions on our website, wfmtintroductions.com. We also welcome your comments about this program. Our address is introductions@wfmt.com, or find us on Facebook. Introductions is an original production of 98.7 WFMT. The executive producer is Steve Robinson. Our engineer today was Jesse McQuarters, and our theme music was performed by Trio Vita. I'm David Polk, the host and producer of Introductions. Please join us again next week here on WFMT.